Names. Names were important in the Bible times, and they still are today. Everybody knows who you are because of your name. In the Bible times, introducing yourself using your name was like saying what your name meant. For example, my name is Sarah. Introducing yourself like they did in the Bible times means I would say, "Hello, my name is Sarah." But they would hear, "Hello, my name is Princess." The people in the Bible times tried to live up to their name. God had a lot of names. Some, like El, made God seem more powerful. And some, like Yahweh, make God seem more loving. But no matter what we call God, all of his names matter. They take into account all of his amazing traits. Our names matter too. God can use them to make amazing things happen. Take Elijah, for example. His name means, "The Lord is my God." He proved this on Mount Carmel. The priests of Baal tried for a really long time to get Baal to set fire to a pile of wood. But of course, since Baal is an idol, he did not. Elijah asked God once, and God sent down fire. The priests then bowed down to the true God. Elijah proved that, indeed, the Lord is my God. Now I call myself a Christian, which translates into Little Christ. I want to do what they would have in the Bible times and live up to my name being a Little Christ.